Good morning. It's 63 degrees in the capital city, and I'm Joe Connolly, WDRC Ear Witness News. Convicted triple murderer Guillermo Ayon was sentenced today to three consecutive life terms for the slayings of his estranged wife and her parents. The 35-year-old award-winning anti-poverty worker would not be eligible for parole for at least 60 years. A 12-member jury convicted Ayon September 1st after 47 hours of deliberations. Connecticut's new death penalty law does not become effective until October 1st, and Ayon was sentenced under existing laws on first-degree murder. If the judge had sentenced Ayon with three concurrent life terms, he could have been paroled after 20 years, but with the consecutive terms, a minimum of 60 will be necessary for Guillermo Ayon. The Connecticut State Employees Association Convention in Hartford is being asked to consider a dues increase to fight the Meskel administration on the issue of wage increases. One proposal being discussed at the CSEA convention today is for a dues increase from $32.50 to $39 a year.